How's it work?
No, you just start everybody.
They start?
Yeah.
Fine.
10 minutes Hazara.
10 minutes Hazara. I am a pinch hitter tonight.
Okay.
So basically, we have over here, I'm going to start from 6 over here. Oh, that little ladder, right?
Okay.
I'm going to start from number 6 over here. Okay. So basically, there's two svaras. There's a svara of Tosis, which Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz once brought down from the Shita of Tosis by Tapuchim, which Tapuchim, right, raw apples, Tosis seems to say has the inhibition, okay? Raw apples, even though they're edible the way they are, they have the inhibition. And then he contrasts this with the Shita Rambam, which you learned, that the famous Rav Kivi Eger's understanding of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that some bishul is something it occurs when you have something which is not edible and you make it edible, or you have something which is edible and you make it more edible. And the significance of these two shittas are the Rambam versus Tosis is what it seemed like the fi shittas Tosis there would after something's mechaven drusai, which is edible aydei dechak, there wouldn't be any more svar to say that afterwards there'd be more of a bishul. Right? Mashenke and the cheetahs of Rambam and Rekiv Eger, which makes something which is inedible to something which is edible. Hu adin, if you have something which is only slightly edible and you make it fully edible, that would also have a din of bishul. So basically, if you have the shayla that comes about, if you have something which is already kamaycho ben drusai, right, which is edible yidei dechak, and you want to make that more edible, is there a chi of derais on that? Or is it aser, but only derabanan? Or is it mutter entirely? The shayla, which happens, it happened to me one time. A friend of mine came over to me Friday night. His wife put the salmon in the oven on Shabbos. Beautiful. It was cooked. She comes a half hour after lichsen, or 45 minutes after lichsen. She looks at it. It's like little jelly-ish inside, right? Which is edible. He did the chak. And then she stuck it on top of the blech for another half hour, right? So now it's geshmak, edible and good, and geshmak. So you're allowed to eat that salmon on Shabbos? You're allowed to have that? You're allowed to eat that? Did you have it all? So that's the Mishabah. But you see how Negev it is. It could come up on a Shabbos. Again, to me, it's something that should come up. So that's
definitely MBD before?
Pashto's Machum, just like Pashto's was. Now the question is, anybody here have sushi? Sushi? You like sushi? Right? Sushi? Right? Yeah. We eat raw salmon, right? I mean, I don't know what we call it. Sushi or yoshi or mushi, or whatever it's called. Yeah. Sashimi? Sashimi. So it's raw. And so the chayra, if you see the shita, the and the rambam, they make something inedible, edibles, is the rais of bishul, but something which is edible already, to make that more edible, is not going to be is the rais of.
Learn if you
want to
cook it, it shows.
If you want to cook it, then shows it's called achshavei. That shows you holding this is not edible, and you're making now edible. So it could be that also be also the raisa. Fine. The Rosh, the Piskei Rosh, the Torah who wrote the Piskei Rosh, which is in the base office is called the Ramazim. He paskins that as there's something is meichel ben drusai, you can't do bishul on it anymore. Just to read it to you inside, I'm trying to get it over here on my phone. Here, Alacha Yod Aleph, Ais Yod Aleph, Kol Shelo Yegia, Kemaychal Ben Shtai, Kol Amakriv Bishulai Chayiv. If something which is not Maychal Ben Shtai, you make it easier coming towards Maychal Ben Shtai, you're going to be Chayiv if it reaches Maychal Ben Shtai. Okay. However, it's very clear from there. But Acha Shegia Maychal Ben Shtai, after something has already reached the extent of Maychal Ben Shtai, Kol Zman Shu Yiseach. If it's still hot and you transfer it to a nullify, you take it off, you take some out, you put it back on, if you put it back on and it finishes completely the bishul, you will not be chayiv on bishul deraisa. Okay? Because MBD. Because it was Maichel Ben Drusai already when you took it off the flames, right? So you took it off the flame, the same thing with the salmon, you took it off, put it back on, you're not over with Fish Rosh. This is the Shita Rosh. Oh, so we're going to get that in a second. Now, I'm going to say a shtickle svar in that, why the Rabbanan you would be chayiv. And that, so let's go. I'm going to go back to this in a second. So this is the Piskei Rosh is written by the Torah, not the Rosh. Okay, it's the Torah. The Torah himself paskins in the Torah, right, that you would be chayiv in that situation. Seemingly, what seems to be a machloek is between what the Torah wrote in the Ramazim, which is his father's psakim, the Rosh, and what he paskins himself in the Torah. It's two opposing psakim. In the Rosh, the psakim, the Ramazim, he paskins that you would be potter if you makar bishul after it's MBD. And in the Torah, he says very clearly that if you take it on, put it back on, you take chalant off, put the chalant back on, a person would be over on a deraisa. right? So what's going on over here, okay? Is it a stira between one place and the other? What's going on over here? How do we understand this? So the Beis Yosef says that it's that even though usually the Torah goes with his father Shita, this is one of the places where the Torah is going to argue on his father, and his father would say, the Rosh would say, you would be over, you would not be over deraisa. It's mutter. Not only is it's mutter. You could do it. You could do it. Take it off, Charles. Take some tool. Even Charles not finished. Take it off, right? So this happened to me one time. A person had a blech. We took the chalon off Friday night. Geschmack, cold winter night, right? Little cold winter night. Take the chalon off, and we tasting it. We put it back on. Remember with the blech, right? We put it back on. We're eating it like, whoa, one second. This is just Michael Ben Jusai. Are you allowed, next morning, you can't, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it the next morning, right? You're allowed to eat it. The halach is, but you have the Shur Paskins, you're allowed to eat it, okay? But just back to the stira between the Torah, the Rosh and the Torah. So how do we do this? So the Beis Yosef says, really, it's not a stira. The Torah Paskins different than his father. Paskins, it's mutter. He Paskins also. The Jerisha says a little bit different, because he says the Rosh, he's medayik, the Rosh and shayich. Right? He says, in Pesachim, it's shayich, Bishop. Now, and the Torah says, it's shayich. If you do it, it's shayich bishol. Shayich doesn't mean you're over on bishol. If you're over on bishol, they say, you're over on bishol. It says, it's shayich bishol. What does shayich mean? It's possible. We see it. There's some, it's significant to us as a bishol, but not really bishol. What does shayich mean? So we have that salmon, right? Let's go back to that salmon, the kid's salmon. It's jelly, it's a little pink inside, right? Now, if you look at that, right, says, right? It's, you see, there's a possibility for this to be cooked. Doesn't mean you're over there, Isa. But there is shayach, that means there's some, we could see this happening, bishul happening this. Not that it would be the Raisadik version of bishul, but a Rabbanadik version of bishul in this case. And therefore, that's what the Torah. The Torah and the Rosh are the same Shita. They both hold it's only Aser, but the Rabbanah, not the Raisa.
The Rosh, according to the Torah, the Rosh holds mutter.
It's all. He said, well, the Rosh is saying in Pesachim, the Ramazim, he's saying it's false Shita, that's mutter de Raisa. But Avad, though, he holds, it would be Aser
de Rabban.
And that, I believe, also, in the Shulchan Aruch, now, the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mishnah Berurah, says very clearly that, again, if this happened to you on Shabbos, you take the Shalant off, it's very common, Friday night, winter night, take Shalant off, it's half cooked, don't put it back on. You did put it back on, the next morning, you realize you put it back on, you're allowed to eat it, okay? And the salmon is also allowed to eat another Paschal in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's Machlokes HaShanim. And the beginning of the Prima Garden, and Machlokes HaShanim, Machlokes Kenas. So it's a machlokes shayinim, so it's a safik, and knas derabanan, so safik derabanan, the kula. Very good. That's that.
Shkayach.
Right, okay.